looking this conference will
and looking forwards in our lives. And so with that in mind, I started, you know, down that path of what I've created and what for myself through this last 4 weeks and the last, especially the last week on strategic acceleration and just getting ready for 2012. And so what we're going to do today is something I committed to all of you. Of course, we went through the book over the last 4 weeks and did quite an intense job on each of the separate sections of the book for a four-week period of time. I've never spent 4 weeks covering one book review before. So anyway, so this is exciting that all this information was put together in outlines for all of you, and without owning the book, you could enjoy every aspect of the book. But the important thing is that we take charge and go through that. I can tell you honestly that all the work that I've done with this material has really given me phenomenal clarity. It has also given me phenomenal coaching tools to work with people in my organization. I've had such incredible feedback from those who I've coached over the last 3-4 weeks with their exercises, and they just loved every minute of it. I mean, they got frustrated. They had some incredible aha moments. And so I'm just suggesting that if you haven't yet stepped into this, today's your last day. And for those of you who say, well, I can always do it tomorrow or Monday because I have that day off, tomorrow's the first of the year. So your plans for 2012, if they're not in place now, you're already wasting 2012. So I'm just suggesting you look at today's date and put some time and energy behind it, because you want to kick off the new year with a new spirit. You want to kick off the new year with a new attitude, with a new direction, with new strategy, with new, you know, just be with what you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow's that new year, and make it mean something to you instead of just discarding it by the wayside. You know, we've gotten so lazy and so lack of discipline in our lives to just kind of toss it aside and worry about it later and put it off and procrastinate. And we know what this book says about procrastination. It's one of our greatest diseases that we have. It's a devastating behavioral pattern that will rob you of any kind of success in your life. So, with that in mind, I just highly suggest that you tackle this today if you haven't done it yet. My number one approach for you guys in order to tackle this, if you haven't done it, and I know a lot of you are on the call today because you've done it and you just want to get some feedback, and we're going to have open question answers after I get through kind of a brief review. If you haven't done it yet, my suggestion is this, that you go and you download and print off the four outlines for the 4 weeks. Print out the outline and the exercises. Then take the exercises off the back of the outline and go through each outline one at a time. And every time you come across an exercise, then go and do the exercise based on what you've read off the outline. If you feel that you need more information because you don't feel like you're being directed properly or something's missing, then go back and listen to the call that took place on that day, because you have all that information available to you to get through this, tackle this data. But you can easily do it without printing off the four outlines and then going through exercise by exercise. All right, and that's it. So there are a lot of exercises, yes, but are they all valuable? Unbelievably. And so I would suggest don't skip them. Jump in, do them. Don't procrastinate. Just get her done. All right, so with that in mind, just some ideas for some of you who, you know, are maybe stuck in a little bit of a procrastination or still a little holiday spirit, which is A-okay because tonight's New Year's and we celebrate and kick off a new year. Let's jump in. I'm just going to review briefly and go through the exercises kind of as I saw them and kind of just, you know, walk through them. If you have questions as I go through the exercises, you can unmute and just ask me about them. Exercise by exercise, or we can wait until the end. We'll do a cumulative thing at the very end. I'm projected to be on this call for probably anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how long it gets through. I don't plan on having this to be a whole day training. So I just want to pour into your lives for those of you who have put some energy forth or have started thinking about it anyway, that to try to clarify for you if there's anything that's missing. All right, so first, as we know, this book, Strategic Acceleration, is separated into three specific categories. Number one, clarity, because without clarity, you have nothing. With clarity, then you're going to be able to take step two, which is focus, the ability to focus. And that was really more about habits that we have that rob us from focusing, the important things about focus and making exercises around it to be aware of where we're falling off the path. And then the following step is, of course, execution. And through this process of clarity, focus, execution, CFE, we, of course, set up and develop a strategic plan, okay? So that's what we're looking at, is developing that strategic plan and be with an openness and understanding of what's most important to us and what we're going to create. So, all right, so let's start off with number one. Exercise number one was just create voluntary change. The importance of this exercise was just an awareness exercise, you know? You know, what are our opportunities every day? And, of course, we all have lots of those. Things that stress us out, what are the most important actions to bring our life and personal life and business life to bring value to that. And I would constantly suggest to you that when it gets to Manatech, it always has to do with what going out and sharing and talking to enough people. The number one reason why people don't make it in network marketing, including in Manatech, is because they're just not sharing enough. They're not going out there and stepping outside their box to talk to people that they may not otherwise have talked to. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're not willing to do Manatech, because that's impacting lives. And you know, I look at it, I don't want to get into any, you know, concept of lecturing, but I look at it the same as my Christian faith. You know, if I'm not willing to go out there and share my Christian faith, then I'm not willing to love the Lord. These both are equivalent. You can't love God and not share your faith, because that's the whole purpose why we're here. So the idea is that, you know, with Manatech, it's the same thing. You can't want to grow. You can't, out of one side of your mouth, say, I want to grow my business. And out of the other side, not go out and share with people as often as you possibly can. I mean, it's just, they're inconsistent. So understand that. And so that should be the top, your five most important action to bring value to your business has to be prospecting, right? Now, of course, you want to, I invest in myself. That's most valuable, because we have to improve ourselves. So that's a big piece of the puzzle, too. So they're just things that you want to write down, five actions you can delegate, and then... Then the acknowledgement, number six, is just you acknowledging. It's really supposed to be number five. You acknowledging that if you spend more time on the important things, what's going to happen? Because if you can see the reward, that's going to incentivize you to do it. And so that's the importance of that exercise. So creating voluntary change. That's just kind of a kickoff to say getting clarity. It just gives you clarity on what's most important in your life, what's most important to achieve what you want. Understanding your influence is exercise number two. This exercise in and of itself has probably been the most instrumental in shifting people in my organization over the last 4 weeks. I've done more coaching on this one exercise. In fact, with one person, it took us 5 one-hour sessions to go through 10 issues on belief windows. 5 one-hour sessions to go through 10 issues. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Because these are, you know, these belief ones, you say, wow, what are you supposed to do with this exercise? Well, of course, you just put down self, and you put, what do you believe about self? What's your belief about yourself? What's your belief about work? What's your belief about family? What's your belief about love? What's your belief about enemies? I mean, all these things. What's your belief about money, right? All those things could be listed. What it does is it tells you where you are. So be totally honest when you do this exercise. Where you are on each of these issues. And, you know, some people wrote down one word. I said, well, why don't you expound on it a little bit? These are not just one-word things, but maybe that's how you respond. But it's helpful if you dig a little deeper. Don't stay superficial when you answer these and put the things in. Go to the depths of what you believe in. This exercise in and of itself can give you incredible insight. Because the importance of it is then exercise three is to take this and go back 10 years. What was your belief about yourself 10 years ago? What was your belief about money 10 years ago? And see how you shift, because our belief systems shift. Beliefs are just what our current experience has given us to allow us to come to a conclusion about a specific fact or a specific, you know, self is a fact or a specific issue, right? So we can shift. We can shift from an issue over, you know, being something more important. I sure have shifted in a lot of ways over my last 10, 12 years. Most of my shifts have become because of my growth in my spiritual life as well as my incredible commitment to self-development. But we shift in things, and they're new to us. If I would have written down the word money 15 years ago, I would have said, I never have enough. I want more, more. Yeah, right? Now, I would have been a different issue. Today, I say money grows on trees. Just need to find ways, new ways to pick it. It creates endless possibilities to serve people. So that's my relationship with money. So it's just a different relationship that exists. And you shift. And the beauty of this exercise is if you do it, if you have some issues in it, you want to get with somebody else and talk through some of those things. Because I'm going to use this understanding your influences exercise now in all my coaching with people. Because I think it gives me an incredible, you know, window into their soul, kind of. What's going on for them? It's not your soul, it's more your belief systems, more in the heart. But it gave me an incredible insight into what's holding people back. Because that's what this will reveal for you. And so it's important. So this one's crucial, and like I said, it's one of those most important ones. And if you have some issues around it, you want to find out. Because the importance of this, let's get back to it. Why is this so important, this picture? Because this, look at the title of the exercise, Understanding Your Influences. Your relationship with self can totally stop you from ever being successful. Your relationship with money can totally stop you. Your, you know, whatever your belief system is about love can totally stop you. Or work, or, you know, all these things can totally stop you in your tracks. You won't even see it, but it's the thing that's holding you back. Okay? So important, very, very important, because this is, circle the top, if on your exercise sheet, just circle the word understanding your influence, circle the word influences. That's what's the main influences in your life is your own belief system. Okay? So that's exercise 2 and 3. Terrific. Outline what you need to do to get what you want, right? This is more of an action plan. So whatever your vision is or your goal or objective, we start off, the languages are used, can be confusing in this book because sometimes they call them goal or objective. Some of you, my goal, like for me, my goal or objective is to reach platinum presidential by December 2013. So I have 2 years to reach platinum presidential. That's my goal. That's what I've set forth. That's what I'm going to do. All right? So, and then I have different objectives that I'm meeting in the meantime and, you know, what I'm going to be putting forth. But what are going to be important tasks that are necessary to reach that objective and deadlines in them? Well, my first one is to find 4 true business partners who are totally committed to this magic role. And I put my deadline for that is going to be March 31st. And I'm not talking about people that say they might do it or might want to do it or play with it. I'm talking about 4 serious business partners. And that's not a lot of time to find 4 serious business partners. But that's what my direction is. So those are the kind of things. And then I put other action steps about like hosting, navigate meetings, implementing the for-profit project, implementing my not-for-profit project, the support system I'm going to have for my 4 business builders, putting that in place, and my continued support for my customer base. Because remember, those 4 concepts of building a network marketing business. Number one, you have a customer base. Number two, you have business builders. You have an associate base, right? And then you have to develop sales skills, right? That's all these things are part of that process. And you have to have product knowledge. Those are the 4 key principles that go behind being a great network marketer. Developing a great customer base, developing a great business base, you know, developing sales skills, ability to go out there and just, you know, I call it people skills. And then the 4th one is to understand your products. And you get that down, that's the gist of what network marketing is. Okay, so number 4 is just your action plan. Number 5 becomes documenting your vision, what I want. Of course, my vision for me is platinum presidential. Yours might be just getting to presidential. A vision does not have to be, this is a concept that came up in some of my training and coaching, is a vision doesn't have to be something that's your ideal day or your long-term 10-year project. It can be, but it's hard to develop a strategic plan around a 10-year vision. So you might want to chop off and do your vision for the next 12 months. You know, what is my vision for 12 months from now? Or what's my vision for 2 years from now? So my vision happens to be a 24-month vision, and that's what I'm basing it on, okay? And then why do I want it? Why is it that I want it? And for me, I put financial health and it wasn't really as much about me, and that's no problem with it being about you, because a lot of people need financial support. I have other resources that are working, but I love my Manatech business, and I want it to work. And the reason I want financial help for the people in my organization, for Manatech, for my family, as a legacy, to support my foundations, because I'm not going to be here maybe 60 years, I don't know, whenever the Lord chooses to take me. I don't want to underestimate how long he'll have me here, but who knows. But the idea is that I see this Manatech as a source of income for my foundations, because that's really the picture I had as I started working with this concept. It's a picture I had 10 years ago, that Manatech as a resource, as a source of income, because its residual income is an incredible benefit for not-for-profits. So what a blessing to be able to put that into a not-for-profit organization and allow that to fund it, so I don't have to worry about a not-for-profit losing its income. So that's where I go. Exercise 6, unlock your internal keys to success. But again, understand exercise number 5 for you guys is just, it's something that everybody has a different goal. You know, to have financial stability for your family is gigantic, and it's your first priority. It should be your first priority, because you want to have that financial stability going on in your life. So that's great to put that down there. But I know that there's a lot of hearts on this phone call, that it's not just about you, that there's something greater in your heart. There's something moving you, tugging on you, that you really want to fulfill. And you don't want to leave this earth until you fulfill that. So that's the kind of bigger picture I want you. Maybe that's, you know, besides financial stability, why is it important to others? And we get into that later. You're going to be able to share that as well and say that. But I also love the idea of financial stability for Manatech, because I know Manatech is in a position right now that they really need us to step up to the plate. So I want to be a part of that. I want to be part of that huge give back. I want to see this company excel and get to that billion-dollar company that we once had that vision about 6 years ago, that's what we'd be. Well, a lot of things have happened to not allow that to transpire, but I still believe in this company, and I believe in the people. I love Rob Sennett. I love Sam. I still love these guys, and I believe that the Lord has this, you know, has blessed this company and will continue to bless this company going forward, because they're honoring him, and so it's important to me to be part of that process. Exercise 6, unlock your internal keys to success. That's just more about you. Every one of us is different, so everybody's going to have a different template here in terms of, you know, who, you know, what does characteristics truly describe you and characters that do not describe you. And the importance of this is that sometimes we write down things that don't describe us and we start going, wow, the reason they came out of my mouth is because I fall into the trap sometimes. So you want to make sure that you really think deep on these and fill this out with a total honesty. And the intriguing thing about what others misunderstand about me, let me go over 5 first. What others perceive about me, I had some people go to their spouses and their loved ones and different people and say, how do you perceive me? And get feedback that way. And feedback is awesome, people. So I'm suggesting that maybe you do this. I think with 5 and 6, you can get feedback from other people that would be very insightful for you. So my suggestion, when you do my strengths and gifts, take 5 and 6 and go out and talk to maybe 2 or 3 people that are close to you and just say, hey, would you help me with something? Be totally honest with me and answer a couple questions, because I'm doing some work for my 2012, for my business plan for 2012. And ask them those questions, and you'll get some incredible insight. Now, remember, their answers are just feedback. It's just their perception. It's not truth. It's just their perception. So feedback is exactly that, feedback. I love feedback. I used to hate it because I didn't like to be criticized. But, you know, feedback isn't criticism. It's contribution. I was just using the wrong C word. Feedback is contribution. Value it. But also know that that person can be equally wrong. It's not the truth. It's just how they perceive you, or how you're misunderstood, or what they understand you being, right? Exercise number 7. Okay, so critical stuff, great to do. Exercise 7, explore where you are today. Let me go one more step, because I want to make sure people understand what others misunderstand about me. What is important about that? The importance about understanding what people misunderstand about you is that a lot of us, we understand ourselves. Like, I might know that I'm a caring, loving, compassionate, contributor, servant, that, you know, the things that I would describe myself as. But if I asked somebody else to describe me and they gave me anything that was in conflict with those words, I need to really listen. They're not telling me that's who I am. They're telling me that that's what I'm promoting. Or in other words, that's the perception I'm giving. And I could be giving that perception by, number one, the way I'm communicating, my body language, my words I'm using, my actions. You know, that whole concept is that, you know, I can't, your actions are speaking so loud I can't hear what you're saying. Remember, you saw that in the book? That's what's going on for a lot of us. Our mannerisms or our actions are speaking so loud, people don't hear what you're saying. So what is it that I need to look at and evaluate from my posture, you know, from my languaging, from my nervous laugh? Or, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I have a nervous laugh, but some of you do. I mean, some of the things that we have that are causing people to, you know, people look at you and go, well, I'm not sure I really trust you. And you look at it, and not that they said it to me, but if somebody said that to you, it could be, you go, wow, you could think you're the most trustworthy person on the face of the earth. And here's a person that doesn't trust you. And you want to go, what's wrong with them? Oh, I don't want to hang out with them. I want to get, they're not my friend. You know, we go into all this stuff about it when it's just feedback. It's invaluable feedback. So what is it, because it gives you insight into what is it about me that I'm putting out the wrong information. I'm revealing to people something totally false about me. What are my mannerisms, or what are my words, or how am I just acting so flighty, or am I just being so, you know, why can't I be more grounded and centered about these things, so that when people meet me, they go, you are exactly who you are. I love that when people say that to me, they look at me and go, Mary Jo, I never have to worry about who you are, because you are exactly who you are. And that's probably when I value that, because that's important to me. I don't have a hidden agenda. I don't manipulate. I wouldn't even know how to manipulate. I had a bridge partner one time who said, Mary Jo, I don't understand why you're at the table. You don't, you know, manipulate people. And I'm like, why? First, I wouldn't know how to do it. Number two, I never even want to learn how to do it because I don't believe in it. If I can't win straight up, tough, then I'm not as good a player as I should be, right? I don't want to manipulate anyone. It's not my shtick. I'm not into gamesmanship. I'm into just am who I am. So anyway, enough of that. Does everybody get that, though, that we are perceived by others because of a lot of things? They're not in our head. They're not in our heart. It's how we're projecting. And so a lot of us need to do corrections around what we're projecting. And that has a lot to do with the last exercises around presence. So, all right, so I think I tackled enough of that. Exercise 7, explore where you are today, why you might not be going where you want, and what can be changed. And this is just a real analysis of, you know, a lot of you have done the SWOT analysis before, but you really dig into your strengths, your weaknesses, the opportunities you have, and the threats. And these are important because all of this is, you know, right smack in front of us, and we need to really look at that. What is it? And then circle. For me, as I did this exercise, I put a big circle around my weaknesses, and I said, wow, I can tackle those. Those are things that I can really work on. And again, so that I can understand where I need to improve. And when I got into threats, for me, what was interesting around threats is I started looking at what are threats, reasons why I might fail. And as I started listing a couple things, I all of a sudden put down, but none of these will stop me. That's my last statement in this box. But none of these will stop me. I'm so determined. But it's still important for us to have clear. Notice how I hated going there because I hate to look at anything as a threat. Because But the problem is that unless we see what is a potential out there, you can't ignore the potentials. It's more important for us to understand them so that we know how to counteract them. just like using Nugent right now, you know, we have that great piece on the internet that we can send out to people who might find something negative on the internet about Manatech. We can find something negative about anybody on the internet. But if you find that, you can send them to the to listen to Dr. Rollins, sorry. You can send them to Dr. Rollins' piece, which is an excellent piece, or just, you know, send the link to them and say, just watch Dr. Rollins. He was the head of the U.S. Patent Office, and you can see what he had to say about all of this that's going on. And it's a great piece. And if they want to believe what they want to believe, they're going to do that. But at least you have something that kind of. But you need to be aware that, in fact, that's one of the threats that I see, is the internet threat to Manatech. And of course, I know how to respond to it. But that's the importance of acknowledging threats, so you prepare yourself for response. Because those of you who don't want to acknowledge that there's threats out there, then you don't want to be real. You don't want to be real. And the only way you're going to help support yourself be the best you can be is to see them and then know how to respond, right? Develop a response system. Exercise 8 was documenting your vision's purpose and value. Okay, this was why my vision is important to me. And you know, that was really what I talked about earlier. I kind of discussed it with all of you about all the financial security, not just for my family, but for Manatech, for my foundations, for the, you know, all of these things and that were important for me and for, you know, for what was important to me. And the success of my vision is important to others. I started looking at, you know, my success, I lead by example. So if I can't be successful, then how am I leading other people? So it's very important to others because it allows other people to step in and believe they can be successful as well. I mean, if we keep going out there and we fail at everything that we do and we're failing at doing Manatech because we're not disciplined or we procrastinate or all these things, what are we saying to all the people that we're leading? Some of us don't even understand that we're sitting in a leadership role. Each and every one of us leads, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. If you have somebody in your organization, your downline, you're a leader. If you have a family, you're a leader. If you have a spouse, you're a leader. If you have, you know, people in the church, you're a leader. I mean, you're a leader in so many ways. So how are you stepping up into that leadership role? Well, the number one way anyone leads is by example. So that should give you in and of itself a huge reason why your success is important to others, because it allows them to believe in it. It allows them, they can believe that they can get there as well, right? And because you want your downline to catch the wave. You know, that's an incredible thing. The success of your vision is important to others because you're going to be saving thousands of lives, right, through the Give for Real program. So you can have a lot of, you know, why is it important to others? I think you could write a book on that one. But you got to dig into it and start putting some. A lot of you don't like to look at leading by example because that puts too much pressure. You feel pressure on it, but it's, you know, it's not about pressure. It's about feeling like empowered, feeling very powerful about it, that you can impact people's lives. That's a powerful feeling, and that's what you need to do. Come from that, not from the negative side. You want to come from not responsibility but accountability, and you just freak out over the word accountability, because responsibility is like able to respond, and all of you are able to respond. That's not a blame game, shame game, although some of you have that in your belief system because of a child. Somebody misconstrued the word and gave you an improper meaning for responsibility, able to respond. Okay. All right, so exercise 9, let's go on and move on. Create your own recipe for clarity. This accumulates all the data you've been putting forward in all the other ones, kind of like it's a clarity equation. What is your vision, and then why have you chosen your vision? What's the purpose of it, and then the value to others? I mean, what is this value to others? Yeah, so it's just a cool thing. And again, as I filled this equation out, this box on exercise 9, my value box was like needed to be like 3 times as big as it was. And when you get that, when you get that value box to be like, you know, a page long, which isn't the intent here necessarily, but all of a sudden it really puts it in focus for you how critically important it is to achieve the vision. Because the value is so awesome to others, right? The value it's going to serve. And that's so awesome. So when you do that exercise, probably what I want you to do is take a big black magic marker or something, just put a big box around value and just, you know, and of course the box will be twice the size or three times the size of what they give you because they just give you a little box in the exercise. But like I said, fill it up. Don't stop just because you're going outside the square. For all you analysts, you can use white out if it makes you feel happier about not having that box being, you know, superseded. Okay, now exercise 10, evaluating your current focus skills. That you can do anytime. I mean, some of you already done it where you chart out focus, because what's the issue about any of these things? Change, how does change come about? What's the first step to any change? First step to any change is awareness. So that's what this exercise is about. It's about awareness, becoming aware of what is causing you to get off focus. So are you staying on focus? Are you procrastinating? Are you putting other things in the way? So you really want to see what happens and what are those distractions in your life. And so it's amazing to me. I mean, it'll be a fun exercise for all of you. And I found a lot, of course, I did it around Christmas time, so a lot of my distractions were things like grocery shopping, Christmas, sports. I tend to love sports, so every once in a while I'll be sitting at my desk doing some work, and I get caught off on some sports page reading about the Wisconsin Badgers or the Green Bay Packers or whatever. You know, it's crazy. And I see that I need to dedicate what I need to do in my habits that I've now incorporating for 2012 is that I have breaks. So I don't sit down and start working at, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning and, like, work all the way through 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 at night with maybe a 15-minute lunch break. I'm going to have breaks during the day, like 10-minute breaks or something that I give myself the freedom to go do that, but it's allotted time. So there's ways of scheduling that, and distractions come for a lot of reasons. But that's a good one. Exercise 11 is when you complete your focus journal, then look at how many minutes. It's more or less really getting a feel for how much wasted time you have. And I love it, asking yourself, why didn't I complete the work I had prioritized? Well, I'm going to suggest that a lot of us, including myself from time to time, I've gotten sloppy around that. I've gotten sloppy around my to-do lists. I've been sloppy around getting organized, my days being organized. And I love the words, I had prioritized. I've got to start getting into really prioritizing and then not just doing the things that are at the top three, but accomplishing my list. I mean, I remember when my business was really booming and everything was going great and it was great, I have a list of like 25 things every day on my desk, boom, and I just like check them off, check, 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 do we do this, do we do this, and there's always this sense of energy and I haven't seen that and felt it, so I'm adding that back into my life, that we're going to do the checklist every day and we're going to prioritize and we're going to make it happen, and it's going to just, it's exhilarating when you do that. But what happens when you don't do it? It's the opposite emotion occurs, right? It's kind of depressing, or you feel like, oh, I screwed up again. I don't want the hammers out. I just want people to start working towards, have that exhilarating feeling that you've accomplished things. Every day I've accomplished, and check those off. I also love the four things you put on this improve your focus skills. Fewer distractions, more high leverage activities, on-time performance, increased productivity. I'm adding that, those four statements I put on here, add the top of my to-do list. So those four lines are going to be ever present for me, so I never leave them out of my thought process. Might be a good idea for you guys, and then move forward. Exercise 12 is looking at strategic positives. This is more of to develop your strategic plan. You're going to start honing in on what are really positives. What are ways that I can make this great? I can better myself and better my business through bettering myself. How can I increase higher and best value for myself, right? I don't want to be mediocre. I want to be excellent. Just developing a different standard. So you can look at what is our competitive advantage. You can do this from a Manatech perspective. I looked at real food technology, the glyconutrient, Give for Real program, our free product, just getting four referrals in that you can get your products for free. The combo pack is awesome. So there are a lot of neat things that make us unique. A lot of great things that make us unique. Some of you might say the karate endorsement. That's huge. No one else has that. So there's a lot of things. What has made me great? And that's about yourself. you know, things that have produced a foundation for my success. So I look back and say, what shifts I've, you know, and I kind of focused on shifts I made in my own self-development that have allowed me to be where I am today. And of course, I still need improvement, like we all do. And we will continue to work on it. It's an ever-evolving process. How do my customers and associates view me? That's another good one to get some feedback if you want to, but I kind of know what that's going on out there, so I put that down. What are my top three facts that determine my ability to win? And that's a good one. Two or three core strategic principles that drive success over a long period of time. And I think one of the most important critical strategic principles is that you are marketing an something of incredible value. The communication of the incredible value that you have, that you're marketing. That's huge. And that value can be addressed in from real food technology, from breakthrough technology, of glyconutrients, it can be put forth. But you know, you've got to grab onto that. What is this incredible value that you have? Something above and beyond all else, yeah. And what strategic opportunities exist that I should pursue? I mean, this starts building your strategic plan for you guys, and that's important because we're going to get into that as we go forward. We're almost there at that page, but the strategic opportunities exist that I should pursue. You take all this information, see, all these questions drive you to this final question. And how can you add value to your product or service or create new opportunities? And I looked at not-for-profits. By the way, everybody, that Sam's program around not-for-profits and PhytoBlend is probably manifest. So we really have a few months, and we're going to be working on, we have a whole game plan on what we're going to be doing between now and when it comes out, but that supports the not-for-profits. But that's going to be a huge piece of the puzzle. The other one is for-profits, getting the competitive advantage because you're a social entrepreneur. So opening the door and possibilities of companies to become social entrepreneurs and take on our cause. Take on our cause, which is what? Ridding this world of global malnutrition. The Navigate system is awesome, and I think that to me is just an incredible system. And selling a system, what strategic opportunities should I pursue? Selling a system. Instead of selling a product, selling a system. Because people are fascinated. They're looking for systems because they don't want to be the system themselves because then they can't figure out how to do it. But selling a system, instead of, that's a gigantic piece of the puzzle, which is a huge thing that we're already kicking off and doing in-home. We did our first in-home workshop this week, and we got two. Yay, Lydia's screaming in the background. We're doing another one Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night. So we're doing them back to back to back. And we're excited about it because we have a lot of people out there with cards. We found a great card maker. We're just doing gangbusters with it. And it's fun because people are really enjoying. And the one thing Mary Jo had to get used to, I'll just share this with you about the Navigate thing, I had to get used to the idea that I was no longer important. I mean, it's not that I'm unimportant to myself or the world and I feel a sense of lack of importance, but I'm no longer part of the formula. Lydia was so funny when she watched me do that in-home party. She goes, Mary Jo, I could do that. And I thought, oh, my gosh, now I've really gotten lost. Lydia's yelling in the background. Anyway, but it's fun because it's anybody can do it. It's that simple. It is so simple and easy. So anyway, so that's fun. And I think that another huge strategic opportunity, PhytoBlend, and we're going to get into that when we talk about it. But, you know, you start developing all these ideas about what are the greatness of what you have to offer. Strategic negatives, it's important to understand what might contribute to failure or less than satisfactory results. And so answer those questions as well. And so look at what internal complaints have you received from associates. It says employees, but I put from my associates. You know, so I started looking at that. And I know that some people in the past complained about not enough money. And I think my fault in not communicating how the comp plan works very well. And I think we really have a great one-page sheet, Build for Speed, that sheet that really helps people understand how that money flows. And they just need to do the work. So it's a concept of getting out there and doing it. We had complaints in the past that we don't have a set structure or system to follow. Well, now we got an absolute 18-month business plan. We've got a system called Navigate. It's like, oh my gosh, it's not too complicated. and too complicated comp plan, you know, those guys. So I wrote down all those things, and I'm because if you don't realize what's out there and you don't address those things, then you're staying stuck. So that's the importance of your strategic negatives, is that you really need to see what they are, be real with yourself, answer these questions. And when I got to the bottom, what are the top three factors that can cause me to lose? Well, what are the top three factors? Me. Me, and me. Right? Me not, you know, being consistent. Me not, you know, being strategic. Me not being, you know, focused. Me not having the clarity about what I want. Me not exercising my energy in again towards the highest and best use of my time or the high leverage activities. I mean, that's it's all about me. Not about others, it's about me. So I really had to start evaluating, you know, these are things that could stop me, and it's my choice. My choice. Am I going to let them stop me or not? Okay, exercise 13, develop your strategic plan. This is awesome. People had some hard times with this, and let me just try to open your eyes to them. Your tier one, which is, and again, understand this, that your vision, let's say for me, platinum presidential by December of 2013, right? All right, so that's my vision for myself. Now, does that vision have one strategy? Absolutely not. My vision right now has, I developed six strategies, okay? Six strategies. And so I have six strategies for my vision. And so I'm going to have six separate strategic plans for each strategy, because strategies will be like the not-for-profits, the for-profits. I want to do a fat loss program because I think this time of year for the first couple of months it's great to do that. So it's just a temporary strategy, right? It's not a full-time thing because I'm not big into that on a long-term basis. I have, you know, the new Phyto Blend coming out. Remember, as far as you can see, some of you are going back and going, oh, Mary Jo, well, it's not coming out until Manifest, so I'm just going to wait. Well, wait a minute. What is the? Remember what he talked about in the book about, as far as you can see, that you make plans for as far as you can see. I can't see everything in the future either, but you better believe I'm making gigantic plans for that. Because I think Phyto Blend is going to be that incredible product that's going to take me into the Hispanic community like never before. I can start going after people that are in lower income communities and make a gigantic splash with Phyto Blend because it's such an awesome product for families. Finally, we're going to have a way to really support total family involvement in Manatech products. And I love that immensely. So that's what I look like at Phyto Blend. So we're already talking about, you know, what that's going to look like, all that kind of stuff. And then we also have the real food strategy, which Lydia and I are going to be working on some paperwork and things that are going to be building out. Because I still think people don't understand, and I don't mean to get into all the tactical things here, because these are tactical now, which is more your objectives. Your strategies are your basic, you know, strategies that are going to help me get to platinum presidential. My objectives are then, what's a breakout of a strategy? Like my objective for, you know, real food technology. I can have objectives around that. I want to prepare, you know, I need to prepare proper marketing materials for it, because I still don't think we really are getting out there to people in a very good way, effective way, what the studies are showing on synthetic vitamins, right? Do you guys feel the same way? I mean, we don't have a piece that says synthetic, so we're building that piece because we're not effectively doing that. So we're building those kind of pieces. We're going to be putting together things that support us and all that kind of stuff and start, you know, moving in a direction where we convert people and working with, you know, chiropractors, other organizations to do that. So we have, and then we have specific action steps. Actions, your objectives are, so your strategies are like overwhelming. They're kind of like the whole, you know, an overall approach. Objectives are, what are you attacking in that? And then your action steps are going to be, what specific daily or weekly activities are you going to be involved in to accomplish that? So I can set deadlines on, okay, so this week we're going to accomplish da da da. Those are my action steps to get there. And weekly, you know, when do I have certain things done? To all fill up with meeting my objectives, which then support my strategies. So, people, it's an excellent exercise. I can't possibly state the importance of building your strategic plans. Because, and you might not have six, you might have two, you might have one. It doesn't matter how many you choose. It's like, but every method that you choose that you think you're going to grow your Manatech business, you ought to have a strategic plan around it. It's going to help you get clarity on what actions are most important and help you be effective instead of just seat of the pants. Well, I have six different things I want to do, and I'm going to do them whenever I feel like doing them. How many of you feel like you've been there, done that? Yeah. I said to one of my people this week, I said, how many times have you woke up in the morning in Manatech business and not sure what you're going to do that day? You didn't know what activities you're going to do. You weren't sure what program. You weren't sure whether you're going to work on this, that, or that, because Manatech, I mean, you know, some of you are doing karate studios. That's great. Can that work for you? Yeah. But, I mean, but if we have five different approaches and we don't know how we're approaching each one of them and we don't have a strategic plan on each one of them, then we're just wallowing in misery, I'm going to tell you. Okay, so no more of that for 2012. Exercise 14 is just helping you with speech. How are you presenting? Because presenting and persuasive abilities are critical. So it's kind of like, you know, what does it look like getting yourself outlined, getting it structured? If you are going to do speaking, everybody who's going to do speaking, you must have an outline. You must work on an outline. You must understand that the first and last thing out of your mouth are the most important things that you ever get out there. You must understand inflection, pregnant pauses, understanding emotion, understanding making people laugh, making people cry. I mean, you know, that's what makes a speech. And so if you don't get that, then you got to go to Toastmasters or go somewhere or talk to your upline, get some coaching on it so that you can be the best you can be if you're going to be in the presentations. Exercise 15 is give value and do more than is expected, right? And this is the absolute blast exercise. What are your top talents and skills? What do you love to do? What are you passionate about? You know, it's just great. I put down their health. I'm passionate about God. I'm passionate about my family. I'm passionate about contribution. I'm passionate about loving other people, serving people. I'm passionate about the mission field. You know, I love all that. It's just a passion. You know, and then unique, I got all my uniqueness down. What do others value about you? What would you do better at highlight or leverage above? You know, what could you do to better highlight or leverage above? You know, that's a great question. I think you all need to answer that. Maybe better communication with people around you, better communication with your business builders, your customer base. Market yourself as a leader who you really are, instead of being something else, right? And then write your fantasy testimonial, what you'd like a raving fan to say about you. Can I share mine with you, maybe? I'm not saying, this just came to me and I said, what do I want a raving fan to say about me? I would say, she's absolutely dynamite. Help me in 1,000 ways to see the greatness in me. Support me to become presidential, believe in myself, and become a great leader. She builds my conviction to love others and always seek the best in them. That's what I want somebody to say about me. That's what my raving fan I want to say about me. Isn't that, I mean, so you just write down what that is for you. That's Mary Jo, but you drive that, because that's a great thing. You know, you look at that and that becomes part of your mantra of, you know what, how am I being this every day to allow people to make this conclusion, right? Okay, exercise, we only got a couple left. 16 is the MOLO, what's working and what's not working. This is an excellent exercise as well, because it's going to help you start what? Really, really seeing where the high leverage activities need to be and where low leverage activities need to be discarded. And do more of, do less of, start doing. Some of you need to start prospecting again. Okay. All right. Anyway, and stop doing. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to start. And I love this exercise because, remember, you guys, over the years I said one of the first things I did at the end of every year is I made a list and I said, this is what I did this year. This is what I'm going to be doing differently. Well, this is kind of what the MOLO matrix is all about. It's about evaluating what you did do, deciding whether it's you need to do it on a going forward basis, or how are you shifting, what are you doing differently, because we have to continue to be in a change process, an evaluating process of what's working, what's not, excuse me, and doing highest and best leverage activities. Exercise 17 was your vision statement. This is not just I'm going to be platinum presidential. This is a statement that you're going to be communicating, to get clarity for all of you, the statement that you will be communicating to others to help influence them. And I drafted mine. I'm not done with it, but I'll give you a little bit of what I put. I put, my vision is to build an incredible Manatech business, achieving platinum presidential with you and a handful of others as presidential directors, each making over $6,000 to $10,000 per month. Because I know your heart, you will use these resources and your leadership skills to drive others to be their best, achieve the desires of their hearts, and through this vehicle, clearly create a greater world with no one left out. So that was my mission statement. Got it? So that's a vision statement. The reason it's here is because it's about what you're going to be communicating to others. If people can't be a part of that, if you can't talk to people about your vision and the passion you have for it, and people can't feel like they're a part of that, you follow me? Do you think people in my downline who I'm working with can feel like they're a part of my vision? Absolutely. Because it's about them. So I, you know, draft your vision statement so that you can feel very confident and comfortable communicating that to others, and it will be it'll incentivize people and feel them to be more totally committed to what they are creating. Examine the behaviors you most value, right? So you make a laundry list of that. What are the behaviors I most value? Mine were loving, listening, serving, excellence, being excellent, exceptional. In other words, building standards of that in my life. So those are the kind of things that I wrote down on my behavioral priorities. And then how you demonstrate it is great. And some of the things I put, loving, okay, how do I demonstrate love? I ask in everything I do, not just with my spouse now, what does love look like here? What an incredible standard. Yeah. And serving people, what do? I just say, okay, every day I say, how can I do more? And with excellence and exceptional, what, mediocre, why is it important? Because mediocrity is a loser, right? In everything I do for exceptional behavior, I always ask myself, what would excellence look like here? So don't just do enough. Like this morning before we came up here, Lydia goes, well, you know, if we just spent 5 minutes, we could clean up this kitchen. And I go, man, I got it. I mean, I was so on it. Because I was thinking, coming from, what is excellence? When my husband climbs out of bed this morning and walks in that kitchen, do I want him to see it? And he would have every reason not to have a problem because we took care of all the Christmas decorations yesterday. But you know what? He deserves better. What would excellence look like here? So, all right? So that's kind of fun. It's just a fun. And that 19 is the last exercise. Understand what you are and what you want to be. And this is your presence. This is about identifying your presence. This is about getting back into what am I going to present myself as to other people? Who am I? What do I want people to see in me so that when I'm with others, what are they going to see? And you just write down what you want people to see. I want people to see that I'm a servant, I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm intelligent, I'm dynamic, I'm optimistic, I persevere, I fight for people, that's what I want people to see. What I don't want people to ever see, what I do not, is judge, criticize, be negative, put people down, or ever put myself first. Cool, huh? So that was my exercise. Okay, people, great. All right, so let me open up. Any questions, you guys? Did this help you guys with going through exercises? I don't know if we have anyone left on the call, Lydia. No one's unmuting. Oh, we do have a good group of people. We have almost 50 people. Unmute star seven. Anyone on this call that wants to share how these exercises are going for you? Did my review of them with you help give you a little bit more direction on them? Yeah.
Mary Jo, you're amazing. Thank you for your Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So this helps.
The end and the beginning of the new year.
Yeah, right. It is. It's the beginning of a new year, and we need to look at it that way, exactly. Seal off 2011, and we are onward and upward to 2012. Amen to that. Great.
Yeah.
All Anyone else have any comments, any questions? Anyone doing this work that might have some questions about...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I joined the call late, so please forgive this, but where did you get these exercises from?
Well, are you obviously you're not familiar with my Monday calls?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Okay. No. Go to manatrain.net.
.net. Okay.
That's my website. I've been doing Monday morning training calls for 11 years. And we tape each one of them. We post them there with the outlines. You can go in and just do a search and get the last 4 weeks, and you'll find 4 weeks where I've been training on the book called Strategic Acceleration. And I teach and train different chapters in the book, and then I attach the exercises. And because they're so powerful, I chose to do this special Saturday morning call to review them, just to make sure people had the clarity they would need to do them themselves. So very powerful book, very powerful exercises, incredible way to step into 2012 for everyone. Okay? So go there and do that. And you can sign up, by the way, you can sign up on that website. You can get on the Yahoo group where you get the distribution. Every Monday morning you would get a copy of an outline, and you could choose to be on the call or go back and listen to it whenever you have free time to do that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mary Jo?
Yeah?
This is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
And I've been doing this, as you know, and I love it. I love it. I especially love 2 and 13. And everything else is absolutely necessary. It's just that I love those two the best. The others really, you know, you will go back. I just want to say to people, you'll go back on this. This is a draft, you know, this is work in progress as well. Now, you know, I think that the strategic plan you want to get as much as you can. Now, I've just gotten some new information just from listening to you about putting into my strategic plan. So, you know, that's good, you know, but, you know, I don't want to be too old, you know, I want to be able to focus as well. But for right now, I'm giving myself another week. Just, you know, it's still draft.
Yeah,
but
got it.
I would say that, you come into yourself, and when that number two, you know, I know that number three says look over the last 10 years or something, and that's good, but I'll say that it took me a week. That actually, if you have
2 and 3, yeah.
If you have a mentor, someone you talk to, I think it might jog you up here a bit.
Ann was one that did coaching with me, and she did exercise 2, and after we did some coaching around it, she was blown away. she didn't realize what she was really saying, what her beliefs were, and wow, what a huge aha! Yeah, great, absolutely.
But you have
I'm really willing to do that with anyone. I really am willing to do that with anyone. Any of you on the call, anyone on my Monday call, if you really want to move forward and you just want to dig into that number two, call me. Send an email, whatever, and Lydia will make an arrangement. We'll. That's part of my contribution. So it's huge.
Mary Jo.
Wonder.
Mary Jo. Yeah, this is Al.
Yeah.
I just want to say how much we all appreciate all the sacrifices you make for us. We really do appreciate you. You are one absolutely awesome lady. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that. And you guys are all awesome to me. You mean the world to me, so know that. Let me tell you one more thing that I did. Just for you guys, when you're working through this and you get to a point where you've done a lot of it and a lot of the work and you've scribbled, what I've done is I took all of my 19 exercises and I stapled them together. So they're all in like once under one staple, or you could even put them in a 3-ring binder if you want it, whatever. So they're all together. So, you know, they're in a place where it's really easy for me to go back and you know, make some notes or draw something, but I can refer back to it consistently in my life for 2012. I'm calling it my roadmap to 2012. So just a suggestion for you, if you want to do that, that's great. Everybody's going to do it a little bit differently, but I think this, after you fill it out, the information is going to be so valuable to you that you want to have it as a reference place. Okay? And again, I'm here to support any of you guys. Anyone, any last minute, I know we've been going for an hour. Any last minute questions, issues, thank you, all of you guys, for the people who did contribute and made comments. I just wish the best. I want everybody to be in that mode of creating the greatness that you're all
Mary
capable
jo?
Of. Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment. I won the iPad in the last 2 weeks, and I didn't have time to get the strategic, you know, the book right before, but I listened to all your calls, and it was like, I went into the last business period, and I got all those things from your call. I just started implementing them without even really getting the book, working on some other things for myself, and I can't believe it. I got 12 sign-ups in the last business period, and 8 of them were in the last week.
Wow, go, great, way to go, Rebecca. That is so awesome. That is awesome.
It was so awesome because, and then the last person I signed up, get this, the last person I signed up, I was just praying and said, God, who's that? You know, where am I going to find this person? And I had strategic acceleration. I had it on hold at the library, and so it was, and they told me it was there, and I said, well, I know I'm not going to have time to read it before Christmas. You know, it was the 23rd. 22nd. It was the day before the incentive was done, and so I went there to check it out, and then I forgot my library card at home. I couldn't believe that. And then but on the shelf where there was a hole, where I had my booklet that was on hold, there was a name of a girl, a lady that I knew, and I said, oh, I wonder what book she's checking out. And it was How to Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and all of a sudden I thought, she needs something for her health. So I called her that night, and she was my 14th person to sign up.
Oh, look at you. Because you went to get the Strategic Acceleration book at the library. I love that story.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think it's just so cool. And it was just so cool because then after Christmas, I started reading it. And I've been reading it, and I thought, everything that they're saying, that's what happened for me to get the success to win that iPad. Was the
correct.
Because I clarified myself. I clarified my vision. I decided, I'm going to talk to 20 people a day. I don't care how, even if I never did. But,
right.
I mean, that's what I decided I was going to do. And it worked. It was
wonderful.
So amazing.
Oh, look at you. So now you're unstoppable. Yeah, now you go back. Yeah, your vision that you had. Look at, and you see, Rebecca, she's an incredible story about this because her vision was that short. She said, boom, I'm getting that iPad. I'm winning that iPad. She chose that to be her vision, and she just did. She blitzed to get that happen, and she applied the strategic acceleration concepts to do that, and that's awesome. Now you're going to go back. This is what you ought to do with your exercises. Now go back and pick a vision for 2012 for you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know what else is so exciting? The thing is that I decided I want to be a business leader. I want to be a leader and inspire others. And you know, one of the first person I called was my son. He's very successful in his job and everything. He wrote on a card for Christmas. He says, Mom, you really inspired me. Yesterday, I get a call from him. He says, Mom, what do I have to do to build this business to make it?
Wow. Wow.
I mean, it was so cool.
Woo! Yeah, awesome, Rebecca. You sound great. Thank you for sharing. You inspire all of us, really, all of us. That's awesome. Woo, thank you.
And it was so cool because
I'm losing you.
Okay. I didn't see. Let me get it. Okay, I got it. I'm just about, never mind.
I think we lost her. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. Are you there? Okay. All right, anyone else? Any other comments? Any other questions? Okay, don't forget to do the work, though, people, because it's not about just listening. It's about really doing your own work. And, you know, it's amazing what you'll come up with and the things that that'll drive you and help you, and Rebecca's great testimonial. So here we are building this for 2012. Rebecca said, forget about it. I want to do it right now. Exactly.
Yeah, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
Mary Jo, I am still here. And I guess that's what I decided because, you know, I've been hearing over and over again, I'm not going to let this go till 2012. And then, I mean, all the stuff that was coming against me, but the fact is, I did it when the worst time of the year, 2 weeks before Christmas, when people don't. And that's what I mean, it was totally not me. I mean, it was so much God working with me. It was amazing.
Yeah. Amen to that. That's great. Yeah, stepping into it. Now that's that same drive. You got so much momentum going for you right now, Rebecca. Your 2012 is going to be off the charts. So just run with that momentum.
Amen.
Because now that you've gotten the iPad, what's your next thing? You want at least, you know, four people underneath you to get their iPad. So now let's find those four and help them get their, you know, the new people that you brought on board. And it that'll just drive your business like crazy. So you're terrific. Yeah. Perfect,
yeah,
lady.
And the other thing I wanted to tell you, one other thing, of those four people, because I signed up when I started, in right after we got back from ManaQuest, I got so excited about that new incentive. I just said, I'm going to start and sign myself up with a new EIN position, and that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to see how this works, you know, and really work it. And I was, you know, and I did. And then the four of those four people that are under there, I don't have all business builders, but of
right.
those four, two people I signed up in business period 13 already have their team bonus.
Isn't that wonderful?
And that's what excites me. I am so excited about that.
I know. They're getting their product for free.
I am so excited.
And it's so easy, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it so easy with four people, only needing four instead of six? How much easier is that with team bonus? Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Good job, Lady Cakes. Good. Look at that energy. I love it. I can tell you, you're on fire. 2012, tomorrow's a great day for you, sister. We're gonna see you.
Thank you, Marisha.
Absolutely, Rebecca. Thank you. Thank you for your inspiration for all of us. That's great. All right, people, I'm going to let everybody go because I promised 1 hour, but I love you all. If you have any questions, let us know. We are here to support you. And I think we're not having a call on Monday morning. So Lydia will send out a note about that because it's New Year's, the day after New Year's, and a lot of people are out of town still. And so we'll resume our regular Monday calls a week from Monday. This kind of we're going to post this call if you want to re-listen to it. It'll be available. But we're hard on that strategic acceleration. There's free time you have today and the next couple days. Cut out some of the football games and dedicate some time and energy into yourself. Okay? All right, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week, and we'll be back. Happy New Year.